BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Zelensky has urged NATO to show its strength and unity ahead of a summit in Lithuania next week. The Ukrainian leader is on a whistle-stop tour of NATO countries to rally support for Kyiv to be invited to join the bloc. Speaking alongside his Czech counterpart, Petr Pavel, in Prague, Mr. Zelensky said that his forces now had the initiative against the Russians.
As for the counterattack, we are attacking. We now have the initiative. The offensive is not fast, that's a fact. But nevertheless, we are advancing, not retreating like the Russians. And that's why I see a positive in this.
Later, Mr. Zelensky will meet the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who holds a veto over whether Sweden will be able to join NATO. The Nigerian health authorities have announced an outbreak of diphtheria in the capital Abuja after the death of a 4-year-old child. The highly contagious infection can cause breathing difficulties and heart problems that can be fatal, especially in children. Chris Awokor reports.
The Nigeria Center for Disease Control and Prevention said there had been multiple outbreaks of diphtheria since late last year, with almost 800 confirmed cases and at least 80 deaths. Most of these were children. The NCDC said majority of the cases were among people who had not been vaccinated, even though diphtheria is covered by Nigeria's routine childhood immunization program. With a poor healthcare system, there are fears the outbreak could spread.
The Afghan Chamber of Commerce and Industry says more than 60,000 women will lose their jobs following the Taliban's decision to shut all female beauty salons. It said on average 5 women worked in the salons and parlours, and they were the only breadwinners of their families. The industry body said Kabul alone had more than 3,000 salons. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appealed for more action to tackle the urgent security needs in Haiti. Mr. Guterres, who visited the country last week, said he saw the dire conditions himself and called for the deployment of an international rapid action force. The UN Special Representative for Haiti, Maria Isabel Salvador, said violence had intensified beyond the capital.
This grave situation is compounded by the humanitarian, human rights and socio-economic crisis the country is facing. The Secretary General's solidarity and working visit to Haiti casts the limelight on the imperative of action by Haitians and the international community.
The Haitian foreign minister said the UN had a moral responsibility to prevent what he called the shipwreck of Haiti. BBC News. The company that operated the Titan submersible, which imploded in the North Atlantic during a dive to the wreck of the Titanic, has halted all activities indefinitely. US-based OceanGate said on its website it had suspended all exploration and commercial operations. 5 people died, including the company's CEO. Britain says it will expand its sanctions regime against Iran to penalise officials responsible for what it called hostile activities in the UK. The Foreign Secretary said Iran was getting more aggressive. There have been 15 credible threats to kill or kidnap people in Britain since early 2022, especially Farsi-speaking journalists. Tehran has summoned the British ambassador in protest. Top UN figures have urged the world to block Myanmar's military rulers from access to foreign weapons and currency as the country plunges into even greater violence. The UN Special Rapporteur on Myanmar, Tom Andrews, said the military was regularly bombarding villages and displaced people's centres from the air.
Over 800 children have been killed. That is, as of the end of this past year. We're still compiling the statistics for this year, but that pace is not slowing. It's, in fact, increased. 387 children are behind bars in Myanmar as political prisoners. Think about that. And 51 children are being detained, not because of anything that they've done, but because of their parents. They're being used as hostages, held as hostages.
A close aide to Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty to charges that he conspired with the former president to withhold classified documents from authorities at his Florida residence. Walt Nauta, who continues to work for Donald Trump, could face up to 20 years in jail if convicted. BBC News.